KORN News Radio Sports. It is Friday morning, July 24th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The NCAA Division I Board of Directors say they have no plans to change their new age-based eligibility rule that is currently being challenged in court by several athletes. The rule gives athletes now 5 seasons of competition over 5 years, but limits additional eligibility waivers. Lawsuits have been filed nationwide, with some athletes seeking a 5th season of competition. The NCAA says it will continue enforcing the rule consistently across all Division I programs. Meanwhile, a federal bill aimed at reshaping college sports is not expected to receive a vote in the U.S. Senate before lawmakers leave for their August recess. The Protect College Sports Act would create an antitrust exemption for the NCAA and address issues including NIL rules, transfer limits, and spending caps. College leaders continue working with lawmakers on changes to the proposal. Arizona Cardinals offensive lineman Isaiah Adams was arrested in Canada recently on 4 weapons charges. The 25-year-old was charged with possession of a firearm obtained in a crime, also possession of a restricted prohibited gun, no license while in possession of a loaded firearm, and possession of a prohibited device. Adams was one of 4 people arrested. His attorney said in a statement that Isaiah is completely innocent in this matter. He had no knowledge of any firearm and will be fully exonerated. The report says that police concluded an investigation into a male believed to be in possession of a gun and also involved in drug trafficking. 2 other people arrested were charged with possession of fentanyl with intent to distribute. An investment group that includes former Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban has now purchased a minority stake in the Athletics ahead of the team's move to Vegas in 2028. The Harbinger Sports Group did not disclose the size of their investment, but they said they see Vegas as one of the biggest opportunities in professional sports. The A's are currently playing in West Sacramento while construction continues on their new $2 billion stadium. It'll be 33,000 seats and a dome stadium that will open on the Vegas Strip in 2028. Just 5 Major League Baseball games yesterday, Atlanta's Chris Sale matched a season high with 11 strikeouts over 6 innings as the Braves would hit 4 home runs yesterday as they beat the San Diego Padres 6-5. Dominic Smith had a 3-run home run. Ozzie Albies and Michael Harris had solo shots, while Derek Baldwin had his 19th home run of the season in the 7th inning. Atlanta has a 4.5-game lead now over Philadelphia for first place in the NL East. A former Twin and now Detroit Tiger James Outman had a 3-run home run in the 7th inning as the Tigers beat the Kansas City Royals 4-3. Tigers catcher Dylan Dingler would then add a tie-breaking double to win it in the 8th. Detroit, they're hot right now. They've won 14 of 19 games as they've got a decision to make coming up next week whether or not to trade their ace Tarek Skubal ahead of the August 3rd trade deadline or make a run for the playoffs. Toronto's Shane Bieber pitched a season-high 7 innings while George Springer reached base 3 times and had an RBI as the Blue Jays beat Tampa Bay 3-1 to avoid a 4-game sweep. Tampa Bay's leading the AL East and now down to 2 games over the Yankees. And Arizona's Tyler Locklear was 3-for-4 yesterday with a home run and 3 RBIs as the Diamondbacks beat the St. Louis Cardinals 10-6. Arizona maintains the final wild card spot in the National League, while St. Louis is just 1.5 games back. Baseball coming up this weekend. The Twins take on the Athletics. That's tomorrow at 6:10. And then the Twins wrap up their series Sunday at 1:10. The New York Mets will host the LA Dodgers tomorrow night, 6:15 on Fox. And then the Philadelphia Phillies take on the Yankees for Sunday Night Baseball. That first pitch is at 6:20 Sunday night on NBC. And that's a look at your sports for Friday, July 24th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.